Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
A recent AP story appears to catch Representative Nelson Dollar in a blatant falsehood about the crisis that threatens to throw 1,400 people with mental illness out of group homes and into homelessness. The story details how a last-minute change to a bill in the last legislative session banned group homes from receiving any money from emergency funds set aside to keep thousands of people with a mental illness from being thrown out of their beds. The legislative change meant only people in adult care homes would be allowed to stay with the new money, leaving the 1,400 people in group homes at risk. Dollar said he never knew group home residents were at risk, and he's one of the chief Republican budget writers, but it turns out Dollar did know, according to emails at the time. The story also suggests Dollar made the changes at the request of lobbyists for the adult home industry who wanted to make sure they received their money. It's a shameful episode, and Dollar needs to come clean about it and figure out how to help the people in group homes who are now in danger. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.